KORN News Radio Sports. It is Thursday, May 14th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The NFL has announced a new Thanksgiving week addition to its 2026 schedule, with the Green Bay Packers taking on the LA Rams in the league's first ever Thanksgiving Eve game on Wednesday. It'll be played November 25th at 7 p.m. and stream on Netflix. The rest of the Thanksgiving schedule has been leaked. On Thanksgiving Day, the Chicago Bears will take on the Detroit Lions. The Dallas Cowboys host the Philadelphia Eagles. And then a big game Thanksgiving night as the Buffalo Bills take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Along with that Packers and Rams matchup on Netflix, the NFL also announced yesterday that Netflix will continue to increase its involvement in league program. Netflix will air the NFL Honors Award Show during Super Bowl week. They will also carry select regular season games, including international and holiday matchups. Other Netflix broadcasts for the season include a Week 1 game in Australia between San Francisco and the Rams, a pair of Christmas Day games, plus a Week 18 game on Saturday. The deal between Netflix and the NFL extends through the 2029 season and will include 5 regular season games annually. The league also announced its largest international schedule ever for the 2026 season, including 9 games outside of the U.S., 7 cities in 4 different continents. The San Francisco 49ers again will play the Rams in Melbourne, Australia, Week 1. Then the 49ers will head to Mexico City to take on the Minnesota Vikings in a Sunday night game in Week 11. Other matchups internationally, the Cowboys take on Baltimore in Brazil. The New Orleans Saints will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers in Paris, while the Detroit Lions will play the Patriots in Germany. Also, London will again host multiple games, including the Jacksonville Jaguars playing back-to-back international home games while their stadium undergoes renovations. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says the league will now present a new 3-2-1 draft lottery proposal aimed at reducing tanking when it meets with team owners later this month. The commissioner said the plan would flatten the lottery odds so that teams have less incentive to lose on purpose. Under the concept, the 3 worst teams in the NBA would actually receive worse lottery odds than teams that finish just outside of the bottom 3 in an effort to discourage intentional losing late in the season. If approved, the system would be a temporary measure lasting through the 2029 season. The ACC has formally backed the Big Ten's proposal to expand the college football playoff to 24 teams, according to ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips. Phillips said the conference's coaches and athletic directors reached consensus that the playoff field should be significantly larger than the current 12-team format. The Big Ten has pushed for a 24-team model, while the SEC has favored a smaller expansion of 16 teams. Meanwhile, ESPN, they've reportedly indicated a preference for the playoff to remain between 12 and 16 teams. For more sports, check us out online at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.